54 kids from every state and some U.S. territories dined at the White House today. They were chosen as winners to attend the second annual Kids State Dinner. APRN's Peter Granitz caught up with Alaska's delegate, Seward resident Rowan Bean.
Rowan Bean is only 9 years old, but has the culinary creativity of a professional chef.
Alaska ceviche with mango.
Which is?
Basically, salsa with fish in it.
And cooked with a concoction of various juices.
I used lemon, lime, orange, and grapefruit juice.
That Alaska-Caribbean fusion won Rowan a free trip to the White House. She was chosen to represent Alaska at the Kids State Dinner, part of First Lady Michelle Obama's Let's Move campaign. Each dish had to follow federal food guidelines set by MyPlate.gov. That's the new iteration of the old food pyramid. The carbohydrates in Rowan's dish come from the fruit, vegetables, and whole grain tortilla chips. And to get the dairy requirement, she washes it down with a glass of milk. The First Lady told the assembly it wasn't easy getting to where they were.
You all stood out among a pool of more than 1,300 submissions for this contest. So this was no easy task. You know, if you deal in statistics and odds, the odds were, you know, pretty tough getting one of these seats at this table. So you should be very proud of yourselves.
The state dinner, actually a lunch, came complete with all the pomp and circumstance of any world leader sit-down, White House China and butler service included, something the First Lady made note of.
And we set this event up and we mirrored it exactly to what people experience when we host world leaders here. We were in this very room, that receiving line you had to sit through, stand through. We do that.
The trip was a whirlwind for Rowan and her parents. She's going into the fourth grade, and her highlights of the trip were a visit to the National History Museum, where she saw Dorothy's ruby red slippers and the original Star Spangled Banner. But most memorable was the surprise pop-in by the president.
He asked me what my dish was, and so I told him it was Alaska ceviche with mango.
Rowan says she explained to the president how she came up with the dish. She likes cooking salsa with her mom, so it all started there. And it helps that cooking is in her blood. Her father, Eric Slater, is an executive chef at a resort near Resurrection Bay. He accompanied her to the White House lunch.
She's a good sous chef, absolutely. If I can just get her to do some dishes every once in a while, maybe.
And music to his ears, Rowan says she wants to follow in the family footsteps. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.